praise the Lord, everybody. I thank God for another opportunity to speak at the home group meeting. If you would turn with me to the Gospel of John, the first chapter, and we're going to start reading at the 14th verse. And we're going to read 14 down to 17. First chapter of the Gospel of John, and the 14th verse. And it reads, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He would come after me, is preferred before me, for he was before me. And as of his fullness, we have all received and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ."
Amen. That's good.
I often wondered sometimes when John, why would he open up the beginning of chapter 1 as he did, and then incorporate things that John the Baptist had talked about. And one of those things was, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Can you imagine being able to reach out and to touch Jesus in the flesh, to be able to hold him, to be able to embrace him, knowing that he was the only begotten Son of the Father? I've often wondered, what kind of experience would that have been? And can you just imagine?
Yeah.
What kind of experience that would have been? And then, if you recall, John the Baptist, who was actually Jesus' cousin, came before him, introduced him, and everything, but did they really have a relationship with each other?
That's right.
Good point. And then you notice what he says. In his fullness, we have all received grace for grace.
Amen.
How would you define that in your mind? Receiving grace for grace. I just really want you to think about what we're talking. How would you really define that in your mind, that I receive grace for grace? And notice what it says, "For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ."
Yes.
If grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, which gives us reconciliation back to the Father, if God's love and grace is unconditional to us, then why can we not, after his fullness, we have all received grace for grace, then why is it so hard, or why can we not love our neighbor as we love ourselves? If you have Jesus on the inside of you, then you should be able to experience what John experience by reaching out and holding him. Because now you don't have to reach out and hold him, but he's living in the inside of you.
Yes.
And notice what John 1:14 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory.
Yes.
I want to ask you a question. If Jesus is dwelling in you, then why can we not move on? Why do we still have these stumbling blocks? And you know what? I've discussed this with Brother David at times. And I guess tonight I just want to speak from my heart.
Amen.
It really breaks my heart that we can't move on from these little quirks.
Yes.
That the body of Christ has.
Yes.
If you notice, congregations will not come together with other congregations because one thing in their bylaws is different.
Amen.
We're oneness. We believe in Jesus only. And then somebody else, they believe in washing feet, and you don't believe in washing feet.
Yeah.
And then the Word says we have grace for grace.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right.
And I ask, what is the issue? And even as God's children, with the Holy Ghost dwelling on the inside of us.
Amen.
And receiving grace, which is God's unmerited, driving assistance, giving humans for their regeneration and sanctification.
Hmm.
What is our problem? That we can't love each other. That these little minute stumbling blocks truly stop us from loving each other. You know what, the Lord, I had told you something else planned, and after me and David had this conversation earlier this afternoon, and the Lord asked me, are you really showing mercy and compassion for your brother?
Mm.
Or is your thinking from past experiences? Mm. And you know, for us to really be able to show mercy and compassion for our brothers and our sisters, we really have to come to the true reality of what Jesus done for us on the cross.
That's right.
Amen. He had mercy and compassion on us. Dude would have never came down out of heaven. He just sat right there.
Yeah.
He said, you know what? I didn't see him. Y'all are the ones who see him, right? But then when our brother and our sister get caught up in a situation, do we have mercy and compassion towards them?
Amen.
That's really something to think about, isn't it? I know every one of us have endured situations in the past couple months. But are we willing to show mercy and compassion towards the person that committed the sin or the crime? And God, through His Son, showed mercy and compassion on us for all the mess we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And I cried out before the Lord, I said, you know what, Lord? I haven't shown one bit of mercy or compassion to my brother. And all the mercy and compassion you show towards me.
Mm. Well, that's good.
The thing is, do we truly trust God?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we say all the time, if we take the step and we believe that God's got the situation, but do we really trust Him?
Mm-hmm.
No. No. Because if we did, it wouldn't be second nature to take that step. You know, I think about when Jesus was in the garden and all the times that he prayed,
But the relief point was, not my will, Father, but your will be done. How many times do we get caught up in our will and not the will of the Father?
Amen.
And the will of the Father, the Word says, is His Word, and His Word is truth. And along with that truth comes grace, comes mercy, comes compassion. I wonder sometimes, do we truly realize what grace, mercy, and compassion is? I remember a situation where I was just totally upset with the Lord because He didn't heal one of my family members. And all this time she has served Him. And then a man that was bisexual or whatever, gay. I mean, truth is truth.
Yeah.
And then God healed him. And you know the strangest thing that happened? I've never felt this feeling before when I laid hands on somebody. It was like a charge of energy went through my body. I couldn't explain it. The man collapsed to the floor. I said, he's faking. I reached down and picked him up. He collapsed right back. And then the next day, he goes to the medical center. And he was to have heart replacement, valve replacement surgery. And the doctor says, you don't need it. And he said, something's different here. He said, well, I went to church last night, and my pastor prayed for me. And I believe God healed me. He said, well, He healed you, but you don't have a problem.
Yeah.
And I began to consult the Lord. He said, I'll have mercy on who I choose to have mercy on.
Yes.
I'll have compassion on who I choose to have compassion on. How do you make the call? You ain't dead. You ain't creating nothing. Who gives you the right to make the call? And then, when I went and I looked in Jesus, every time that He healed somebody, the Word says He had compassion on them and healed them.
Yeah.
Do we have compassion on our brothers and sisters that will cause healing? Or do we deal with everything with the iron fist? Do we truly show compassion? Do we truly show grace for the grace that we receive from God? It's unmerited favor. He don't hold it back from us. Do we really show mercy for the mercy that we have received from Him? In my heart, I really thought about what Jeremiah said. The heart of a man is deceitfully wicked. But when Jesus come on the inside of us, our heart should no longer be wicked.
Yes.
We should have a heart of love. And of course, He said in 1 Peter that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We became His own special people that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Darkness should no longer be an issue with us. He called us out of it. He brought us out of it. And notice what verse 10 says. Who one were not a people. At one time we were not a people. But now we're God's people. And we hadn't obtained mercy. But now we've obtained mercy? Do we show mercy for the mercy that we obtain?
Mm-hmm.
Revelation is the first chapter, and it says, He made us priests and kings with Him. Do we truly do the works of a priest? Do we intercede? Do we pray? Father, help us and our sources. And I know the priest went into the temple and he prayed for us. But I'm not talking about praying for his sins. Do we pray that God would have mercy on our brothers and sisters?
Amen.
Or show grace. Or do we want the Lord to give them what they deserve? Did he give us what we deserve?
Mm.
No. He gave us grace.
Amen.
He gave us mercy. If you were in the position to be a king, and the Bible says that Jesus made us priests and kings with him, a king has the right to pass out judgment.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Would it be grace, mercy, and compassion that you would pass out? Or would we always be murdering somebody with our tongue?
Mm-hmm.
James says the tongue,
yes,
was an evil thing.
Amen.
And you know what? After I talked with Brother David, I said, Lord, forgive me, because I showed no grace. Show no mercy towards that brother. Because you know why? You're honest. I said, well, it ain't me. I've done dealt with this.
Yes.
But you know what? If he's a part of us, then it's us.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
If somebody is a part of you, then it's you too. If it's your children, then it's you too.
Yes. That's right. Amen.
If it's our family member, our church member, and God has called all of us into one body, then it's us too.
Yes.
In closing, do we truly give thanks to a grateful God for what he has done for us?
Yes.
By showing grace and mercy.
Amen.
And compassion to our fellow man. God bless you. I love you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.